This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
James chapter 1 verses 2 to 12. James says we must ask God for His wisdom as we go through trials and testing. Who is wise? The Christian who looks at the world through the glasses of Scripture is wise. If we do not understand God's view of life, James asks us to keep on asking for wisdom until we receive that. And one condition that he lays down is faith. He says, without faith, we cannot have wisdom. What is faith? It means that we absolutely trust God to do what He promises He will do in His Word, or if He has not promised it, that He can do what we are requesting of Him to do. Let's read verses 6 to 8. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man, well, dear brothers and sisters, is a walking civil war. There is only part-time obedience and part-time loyalty to God, and he or she is always unstable and fickle-minded. God says that such a man or woman will not get anything from the Lord, that is, they will not get the wisdom to see that trials are under the control and lordship of Christ. We can count it all joy because we know that if we remain faithful to God, He will use these trials to produce what is glorifying for Him and what is good for us, namely our spiritual maturity. Fourthly, we need to realize that trials and triumphs are temporary. We need to see the big picture. God sees our trials from a different perspective. He looks at our lives from the point of when we were just a thought in His mind, even before the creation of the world, to the point where we will be with Him forever. In this view of our lives, God sees that both our trials and our triumphs are temporary. They last only on this earth. James gives us these contrasting examples of a Christian who is poor and one who is rich. Even in abject poverty, a Christian can rejoice and take pride because of what Christ will give him when He comes. And the rich Christian must take pride in his low position because earthly riches fade away, and that his position before Christ is only because of His grace and not the riches that he has. What is the ultimate end of trials? We have seen that how James reveals this to us, that there is value in every trial. God uses them to perfect every Christian. He also teaches us that we need wisdom, that is God's view of what we are going through, in order for us to respond rightly to every trial, and that is with joy. This does not deny the pain and the heartache or lessen the heat of the furnace. So let's turn to the ultimate end of our trials. James says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has withstood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. What does that mean for us? We need to know, firstly, have the right attitude towards trials and tests that God allows in our lives. Every trial can be a process of God enabling you to grow. Secondly, when we submit to these testings, they will develop perseverance, which leads to maturity and completeness, and we will lack nothing because we are mature as a result of obeying God and trusting Him. Thirdly, if you are not a believer in Christ and somehow you're listening to this, remember that life is full of trials and challenges, but the greatest danger is living a life without Christ and dying without knowing Jesus. I want to plead with you this at this time. All of humanity, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, is away from God. And this, the Bible calls this sin. Yet God loves each and every one and wants to save them from their sin. John 10:10 says, I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. To give you this gift of salvation, God made a way through His Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God proves His own love for us in this, while we were sinners, Christ died for us." And this is a gift that God has given. You receive this gift by faith alone. What is faith? It is a decision of your heart to demonstrate by the actions of your life. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." If you want to know more about how to trust Jesus, I'm sure as you reach out, somebody will get back to you. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.